720 WGN. I'm Mark Carmen. Pleased to be joined. In the holiday season, everybody's looking to do it the right way. You want your gifts. You don't want to spend a gazillion hours in a store. You want them delivered safely. I've got CEO John Haber, spend management experts. And you're a leading guy this time of year, John. I don't want to just, you know, knock you down to just this time of year, but people are coming to you right now. The shipping world is huge. You understand Amazon and how the whole thing works. So I guess to start off here, what's your number one advice to people right now who don't want to go to the store and are like, are you sure, John, that my stuff is going to get to me and I'm getting the best deal? Like, what would you say to that?
I would say do your price shopping, but look at Amazon, obviously. And they're offering very attractive delivery times, and they hit those delivery times most often. So it's almost guaranteed that your delivery is going to be on time.
And what's your background, John? How have you become an expert in this field?
I spent about a decade at UPS, which is one of the greatest delivery companies in the world, obviously. And from there, I learned the tricks of the shipping trade and now use it to advise companies that do a lot of shipping.
And so basically every retail outlet right now offers shipping, free shipping. You know, you can go to pretty much Crate and Barrel or anyone out there, and they're going to say that they'll ship it to you for free. How does that business model work?
Well, that's a misnomer. There's no such thing as free shipping. It just depends on how much the retailer wants to subsidize it for the customer. And Amazon has built in an expectation that shipping is free, so the consumer expects free shipping.
Interesting. So Amazon's changing the market.
Amazon is changing the paradigm. They're creating a market where only a few select and compete because they have so much capital and they can subsidize areas where they're not making money, in my opinion, that reduces competition.
Okay. So they're saying, in essence, in a lot of their deals, we'll take your product, we might not make a whole lot on it, but we're limiting people's ability to compete. Am I hearing that right?
They've got so much cash that they're diving into businesses across all industries. I just did a strategy call on Amazon Business on Tuesday, and they're entering the office products market, competing against Staples and mass distributors. You've got Amazon Cloud competing in the IT area. You've got, obviously, Amazon Apparel. Amazon, their core business, their logistics business is now going to be competing against 3PLs and transportation carriers. So they've got their hands in everything, and they've just got so much so much cash and backing that they can dive into a lot of different areas and test the market and see if it's profitable. If it's not, then they move into a different area, but it's a luxury that they're afforded because they have so much financial infrastructure.
CEO John Haber, spend management experts here with us here on 720 WGN. From where Amazon started to where they are now, if somebody asked you, John, why is that company so successful? How do they build it to the level that they're at now? What would you say?
They invest in their people. They hire the smartest people. And that's what it boils down to. You know, the smarter people you can invest in, and they have a discipline and they have a mission, and it's almost unparalleled in the marketplace right now.
I mean, Amazon at its start was what?
They were a bookseller.
That's unbelievable.
It's amazing. It's really amazing.
So they basically got in the market, we're going to get you books cheaper than you can get them at Barnes & Noble, we'll ship them right to you. And then they realized they could do that with basically everything else?
Pretty much. I mean, if you if you look back on the history, yeah, they'd gotten the market competing against Barnes & Noble and Borders, and the Borders went out of business, and Barnes & Noble has made it through, but they've had to morph into more of a, you're not just providing books these days. They're doing a lot more, but yeah, that's exactly how they got into the market. They figured out that e-commerce was going to be an area of exploding growth, which this retail season has proven, especially on the m-commerce side with the mobile commerce. The transactions that are going on in e-commerce are just changing the way that retail business is done.
I'm an expert in M-commerce, John, as I struggle to say it. But for those who don't exactly understand M-commerce, how would you explain that?
It's basically ordering, making a purchase off of a tablet or a device at your hands. And it looks like about a third of the online purchases this holiday season are going to be made via M-commerce. It's the fastest growing area of retail sales. It's expected to grow about 40% year over year. I'm sure you know those stats.
I do.
Because you're an expert at M-commerce.
Thank you, John.
And, people have phones in their hands or tablets in their hands at all times of the day. And if you're, you know, people are getting more and more comfortable with just making that purchase at their fingertips. I don't think that's the direction we're moving.
I mean, I don't think you're necessarily a security expert, but maybe you are. I think some people out there look at, if I order this on my phone and put my credit card on my phone, somebody is going to find this out and they're going to steal from me. What do you tell people that say something like that?
I think it's a legitimate concern in different geographies. For instance, in India, people are very leery of putting their secure credit card information on their phone, but it's on your computer, and it may be on your phone, and you don't even know it. So I think it's just a fact of reality, and it just has to be – it's a concern. Security is obviously a concern. It's not to be taken lightly, but I just think it's a reality. I think that, make a purchase on your phone because you're worried about the security of your phone. Well, there's a lot of other important information on your phone. I mean, my entire address book is on my phone. So we just need to make sure the technology we have to safeguard our information is there. But I think it's just a reality. You need to get over it.
Fair enough. Are we going to have drone drop-offs in the future? Is some mechanical device going to show up at my door and just drop off my shoes?
Absolutely. I was just reading about drone deliveries during the holiday season. It's a race to the finish line as far as drone delivery is. Everyone's getting into the game, even non-traditional transportation companies like 7-Eleven are getting into the drone delivery game. I just read where 7-Eleven and Flirty have done 77 drone deliveries. So it's coming soon. It just needs to be some regulation and further definition of how drones can operate. And we'll see that very soon.
So I'm going to walk into my three-flat apartment complex. I'm going to have my key. I'm going to be opening the door, and I'm going to get hit on the head by some drone.
Well, I don't want to be an alarmist here. but it's complicated. It's going to be kind of like the Jetsons, where you see drones flying all over the place. But, yeah, I think that drones are going to be making deliveries along with autonomous trucks. You're going to be seeing trucks driving the road with no driver there. So the world of technology is evolving quickly.
So when people say that they're trying to eliminate humans so all the rich can just have robots going around and they can have all the money, I don't know, this fear is rushing into me here, John. Am I wrong to feel that? Because I guess somebody's got to operate these things. But if the truck's going to drive itself, what's going to happen to the truck drivers?
Well, that's a legitimate concern, but the reality is that U.S. productivity has been lacking compared to the rest of the world. And in order to make the economy better, it's my belief that we need to have these technological developments. And if companies become more profitable by replacing drivers with technology, they'll have more money, and I'm sure that they'll find different ways to invest that money and grow the economy. So I'm all for technology. I hate to see people put out of jobs, but I think it's for the better of the country.
Fair enough. And then I guess lastly, we talked about drones coming to your house and truck drivers not driving trucks. Is there anything else where, I don't know, 5 years from now that you can envision how we're going to get our products? I mean, are we going to have a 24-hour like gas station something where you just show up and there's your shoes and there's your milk and it'll all be like kind of like a centralized thing? Could that be something?
It certainly could be. It already is. For a lot of people, they carry UPS, FedEx, the post office are trying to make things more and more convenient for the customer, Amazon as well. And so they're setting up lockers and convenience stores. They've got alternate delivery locations where you can have your package delivered rather than to your residence. It's all about appeasing the customer and making, you know, differentiating yourself from the competition. So I think you're going to see things that get, it gets easier and easier to order something, have it delivered to you, and have it be very convenient.
CEO John Haber, Spend Management Experts. John, as you move on through your holiday and we let you go here, what's your last bit of advice to the consumer out there on how to maximize their opportunities?
Well, my advice to the consumer is to do your due diligence, price things out, look at the competition, look at the total landed cost. Don't just look at the purchase price. Make sure you factor in the shipping when you're comparing items. And then look at the returns policy, because if you, you know, the weeks after Christmas are going to be huge returns weeks where some retailers experience almost 30% returns. Look at that returns policy and see if you have free shipping returns. That can make a big difference in the purchase price as well.
Yeah, and here, actually, I got one other question for you. People that are worried about stolen packages, thoughts there?
Well, it's a legitimate concern, and that's why the remote delivery locations are more secure.
Yeah,
you could have your package delivered to your cleaners, to a local boutique store, to a convenience store where the package is behind a counter, rather than to your house with a package left on your front porch. There are a lot of security concerns with that, with people trailing UPS drivers and FedEx drivers. They know that they're out delivering high-value items and leaving them on porches, and they're easily taken. But that alternate delivery location takes that away.
All right, then the last one, for real, the last one. 10 years from now, are we still going to have retail storefronts, or is that just going to be dead?
Yes, you're still going to have retail storefronts, but they're going to be smaller. You're not going to see a lot of retailers right now are basically real estate companies because they have so much invested in real estate. You're going to have retail, but it's going to be smaller footprint.
Fair enough. CEO John Haber, Spend Management Experts. John, I appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks so much. Have a great holiday.
John Haber, once again, Spend Management Experts, the CEO. This is 720 WGN.